It's time for our reaction to Season 2, Episode 3 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mate, this show's great.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We got nothing to say. We're going to get right into it here.
Yep.
All right, patrons. We don't have headphones.
Also, can you refresh me? What's going on? It's been a while since we've watched this.
I mean, is this a show that needs refreshing?
Who are the characters? D?
Dennis?
Which one's Dennis?
Dennis is the brother.
Yeah. Which one's the crazy one?
Charlie. Charlie is Charlie Day. And Mac.
Dennis and Mac. Which one's Mac?
Mac's the non-brother, non-Charlie Day.
Non-brother.
Yeah.
I thought Mac was the other one.
Mac's one with the tats. You'll know him when you see him. And then there's Danny DeVito. What's his name in this? Frank?
And he's someone's uncle?
No, he's their dad.
Who's dad?
D and Dennis.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We doing this?
Oh, and on the last one, he bought the bar, or he bought the land that the bar was on, at least. So now he's like, he owns the place because he wants to be in their group. And they're like, no, get out. And he's like, no, I'm buying the place. So yep. I have to be here. Okay. So yeah, we are good to go now. Let's do it.
Three, two, one.
No.
Okay. We'll try again. Three, two, one.
I'll put it up. Deandra. I am not legging grout. You guys are being babies, Sibby. Oh, we're being babies, Mac? Why don't you go work for your dad all day? My dad's a meth dealer. Oh, no. My dad's in prison. My daddy used to give hot shots to prostitutes. So sorry for me. I got the grout. Dad, you're not even. Was his grandfather a Nazi? Are you really leaving? Yes. Later, bitches. Yeah, have a good life now. Oh, we're going to have a Paddy's Day celebration.
With the Celtics fans. Mac and me. D and I have a little something we like to call
goals, okay? With aspirations outside of this bar. Righto. Mac, we're gonna go follow him. Yeah, like what? You guys have nothing without
this bar. Don't worry about us, Mac. Oh, there's people there. Just fine.
No, they're not. I can't remember if it was always called Paddy's Pub, or if like Danny DeVito has changed it to that. I feel like it was Paddy's. Just makes, I don't know, they look like they're selling St. Patrick's Day, which is why I thought they'd changed it to that. Did you pick up what game they were playing?
What game?
Yeah.
No, did you?
Nah.
Did we even see the screen?
Yeah, it was like a split screen racer.
Probably Roll Cage. What are your goals? What are your aspirations? Are you serious about that? Yeah. What are you doing?
What?
That's smart. Smart. Or you could do nothing. It's not even the new Dennis says you're great. It's the new Dennis says I don't want to ruin it for you.
Wow.
Jesus. Okay, new plan.
No. Absolutely. Sure. Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. That was called Mac.
He's not doing anything. Why can you not lift your hand? What is happening? Are you lifting with your back? Of course I'm lifting with my back, Charlie. Okay, but I think your end is just lighter because the.
Look at Charlie, you're breaking his spirit. Oh, look at me. I'm broken, dude. Look, I'm. You guys need a father figure. And I'm okay. That father figure, and someday you're going to thank me for it. And that's all there is to it. Trust me. Trust me on that one. You're going to thank me for it.
Didn't help them at all then. I don't want a father figure.
Oh, Wow.
Why is one of his pants rolled up?
It's the unemployment sign, along with the paper bag on the drink.
And the chain.
To help us out over the hump.
And this unemployment thing is so great because we've made really big plans.
I'm gonna be a veterinarian.
Yeah, and I am in a movie. Broadway.
Mm. What? It's 1 o'clock. It's a slow process, man. You know, it takes a little time, but we trust the system.
Mm-hmm. Is that a new watch, dude?
It is. It's awesome.
Ooh,
check it out.
I gotta do
it.
Right,
look, guys, we want you to come back to the bar, okay?
Why in the hell would we do that?
You're not even listening to me. Did you see my Jesus shirt?
I'm busting my ass in that bar. You guys are going to be drunk all day long?
I don't know how to take advantage of government programs.
Unemployment runs out, all right? And once it does, you guys are going to be back out on your asses.
Once it runs out, we're going to go on welfare, yep. Dude.
Welfare? Mm. You guys can't go on welfare.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Reserved for people who need it, you know? Like poor people who need some help. It's set up. It's not for overprivileged pieces of shit who want to waste millions of dollars in tax. You want to play this game? We're going to play this game now?
Charlie's saying here, here, and here. Okay.
The 500th time, I'm not giving it to you. It's not yours. I'm just setting up a temporary account in your name. What my wife can't find.
That's dodgy. Oh, okay.
Okay, that's why. All right.
Hey, Frank, I like this kind of stuff.
He loves it. He loves it.
You just keep your hands off this money.
Right, right. So what's the
VIG? The VIG?
Yeah, man. Like, what's the VIG on this action here?
What?
Have you heard VIG before? I don't know what VIG means.
Is that even a word?
What's up, bitches? Get your gloves. I got a lot of grout work for you to do.
Forget the grout. I have been doing a little research that will change our lives forever. Turns out.
Oh, God.
A program called Work for Welfare, in which businesses.
Of course he did.
Potential welfare recipients. And the IRS affords thousands
of. Oh, nice.
Don't you get it? We will never need Dennis and Dee again. We hire a couple people, pay them nothing, and get them to do all of our work for us.
We just pay them nothing?
We pay them nothing. It's incredible.
What do you think, Frank?
Well, if we're going to do something like this, we got to make sure we don't abuse anybody.
No, oh my God. I mean, I know what it's like to grow up.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we got to treat people with respect.
Respect is the name of the game. Respect is number one.
Almost every game.
Absolutely, because we understand the plight.
Why don't they hire Dee and Dennis?
Respect. They won't do it.
Why don't they hire themselves?
I'm good. Go get us some slaves.
Slaves.
Wow. Because they don't want to work.
God. Who are they gonna get?
No, dude, that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that slaves is not a racist term. Well, dude,
I recognize that, Charlie, but in this country, we have to understand that it is a sensitive issue. Okay?
I understand that.
What about that one? He seems strong.
What about that one?
He has a good thighs, yeah, but you're going to have a problem with work ethic.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh!
He's asleep in his chair. You know, like,
what? Yeah, that's fair. Fair point.
What about that one? Just do that. Well, come on, I knew you were going to do that. Why are you going to? That's like reverse affirmative action, dude. You don't want to do that. Get yourself out of a good slave here, man.
How do you know he's not going to be a good slave?
Oh, my God.
Look, you know what? This is so complicated and confusing. I don't even understand. You got to talk to somebody. Okay, let's just talk to somebody. Hello? Hi. We are here to sign up for the Work for Welfare program.
Yeah, my associate and I, we're just out on the floor, and we're looking for, like, a suitable candidate, but... The problem is, it's really tough to tell just by eyeballing these people. So we're wondering, it, like,
Do you have like a Facebook or anything that we can go over like their physical stats and like some kind of numbers like weight, power?
You know, sometimes it doesn't expedite the whole process, you know, kind of expedite
it. It doesn't work that way. Why don't you read up on some of the program stipulations?
Oh, yeah, right.
That's big. The Facebook? No. Rules and regulations. It's a sort of a legal document. Now, is there any way around this?
You're right.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
All right, well,
thank you for your time.
We got this, so we'll read it.
I mean, they can't take that, can they?
Why would she give it to him? Could he get the slave to do it? Yeah.
To steal our welfare idea. I can't say I'm surprised.
We're not stealing your idea, okay?
All right, let's all recognize this is a little awkward situation between friends at the welfare store. Let's go. You guys can't get welfare.
Yeah, we can.
No, you can't. They don't give it to any jackass that walks in here. It's reserved for people who need it, okay?
That's true, actually.
Drug addicts, mentally disabled, people with dependence,
Mac,
that sort of thing.
We've got it covered, okay? D, your bicycle helmet.
Oh, no.
Hello. Hi. I'm a recovering crackhead. This is my retarded.
You're a recovering crack addict. And she's mentally retarded.
Most definitely.
You have the proper medical paperwork.
Medical paperwork?
We're gonna need a physician's report to confirm your sister's mental illness and your blood work to confirm your crack addiction.
Well, can't you see how retarded you are?
Wow. She could have done much better.
Please don't.
Thank you. We're all set. Friday, 3 o'clock. Full blood work.
Okay, we'll just smoke a little bit.
A little bit.
Just enough to get into our system.
Yeah, and then we'll go to the doctor and we'll get all of our paperwork and we'll get full benefits.
And then we'll just collect for just a little while until we get settled. Mm-hmm. And then I'll take the MCATs.
And I'll move to New York. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Oof.
Wow, you scared us. Oh, not because you're black.
What?
No, we're not racist.
No,
it's just that the neighborhood is scary.
If you were another ethnicity, you popped.
Yeah,
really
but
pop
it's
up.
A nice neighborhood. I mean, it's an okay. It's the nature of this.
Roll your window down. Okay.
One, please.
One what?
One rock of
one
crack.
One crack.
A crack rock. Is that enough? Is one crack rock enough?
How much would you recommend for a first-time user?
There we go.
I'll make you a deal. Two for the price of one.
Really?
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
How much?
$200?
Okay. That
sounds reasonable.
Uh-huh. I don't know what the usual cost of a crack rock is.
For being so kind.
Yeah, I think he's ripping them off.
Yes.
Patient.
Pick it up down there.
Wait, where?
Which?
This one. Gotta be that guy.
Don't say this one. All right, now, Maria, after you're done in the bathroom, you come look for me because I got some boots to be shined. All right? Tony, go chase that leak down in the basement. Right? Okay, boys. Mac, I gotta hand it to you. This is brilliant. That's how I roll, Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Charles.
I'm gonna get nice and drunk, play some video games until my eyes bleed.
Amen to that, brother.
Me too. I wanna play Charlie.
Don't you have, like, some stuff that you need to do?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Managerial
stuff.
Managerial stuff. No, I got that all cleared up.
And then I thought, after we played a video game.
Oh, okay.
Throw the pigskin around, play some two-hand touch.
Yeah, that's not gonna work out. Yeah, I already know how to play.
Properly, though.
Right.
Oh, Charlie, you know what? We got to get into the bathroom to show Maria. Charlie,
what? Seriously?
Well, I don't know, I want to hang out with him. It's Teddy DeVito. He's cool.
Did you do that on purpose so they go back and work?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's filthy.
The little wood cabinet just doesn't fit. The sink. There we go. Oh.
Did they make this up? Is this like
I don't know.
That's bullshit. You deserve a big. I do. I'm a good guy,
right? You're a great guy.
Yeah, I'm a great guy.
Love that came back. Nice top hat. Oh, okay. So like a week later.
It's probably a day later.
Dennis. Dennis.
What happened?
It's 4 o'clock.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm freezing and I'm sweating all at once.
I think I may have peed in my pants.
We missed our doctor's appointment.
Well, only by an hour. If we hurry, maybe they'll still see us.
It was yesterday. Missed our appointment by an hour and a day. Like this anymore, D'Angelo.
Me neither. Okay. Listen, maybe if I make a phone call right now, we'll be able to make another appointment.
You think you'll see us on such short notice?
We've got to try.
Maybe they need some.
That's awesome.
That guy. Yeah.
Oh, this episode's taking a serious dark
turn.
Dennis. Dennis.
What?
When you become a veterinarian, will you buy me headshots, please?
Hey, hey, get out of here, you piece of shit! I'll buy you lots of things. I'm definitely gonna buy a bunch of crack.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Dennis. Guys. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Putting a couple things together lately. Hey, are you guys holding? Holding what?
Window.
Driver, we're done here. That's enough whining for crying out loud.
I think it might be broken.
I told you not to act like such a Nancy boy out there. Something was bound to happen.
Well, he really wants to do some fatherly things here.
And three beers.
I don't drink.
Me neither.
You don't drink? Jesus Christ, you two are a couple of downers, huh? You work hard, you don't drink? How'd you end up on welfare?
I mean, one cannot support a family on a minimum wage position.
Yellow.
Pam,
don't
forget
that.
this is Charlie Cully.
Hi, I'd like to speak with you about some recent activity on your new account.
Some recent activity on my new
account? Here, buddy. All right, try it again.
No, I tried it like three times, okay, man? It's just not working.
I remind you that the services have already been rendered, Charlie. We gotta pay
these
girls.
Cut us off, man. Cut us off.
Is there a problem?
No. Oh. Not a problem here.
No problem.
Yeah.
I'm calling Hector.
Now?
No, no, yeah. Don't call Hector.
I'm calling Wallace.
Hey, we shouldn't be calling Hector or Wallace or any other large pimp.
Nope.
Chuck and I are going to handle this situation just like we handle
yeah.
every situation.
We are going to...
You know, we'll just go back to work for a little while.
Just for a little while until we have enough money to buy some more crap.
And then we'll go on welfare and I'll go be a star.
And then I can be a veterinarian of some kind.
Maybe we should think about rehab.
We should hit rehab as soon
pretty
as possible.
Yes. A couple days.
Yeah.
Not now.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that was close. Oh, look who it is. What the hell are you guys doing here?
We're getting our jobs back.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't have them. You can't have them.
We might have a little bit of a drug problem.
Oh, see, I might not really care. I
wow.
So we're going to take yours.
No, you're not going to take our
My dad called and said that we could have your job.
We need money to pay our hookers, okay? So you can't have them.
But we need money to buy crack.
What's all the fighting about?
Did you tell them that they could have our jobs?
Why don't we go on inside where it's nice and warm and we can settle this like a family?
Yeah, what about slaves?
No, slaves are gone. They were bringing me down. Plus, you know, they don't drink.
Drink. I want a drink.
I would like a drink.
Wait. Stop a second. There are going to be some changes made. All right? First of all, you two, from now on, are going to do all of Charlie's work.
No, Charlie's work.
Charlie, you got a lot of balls stealing my money. This shows leadership. You are a follower and a thief.
How come Charlie?
Why would you do this to us, Dad?
Because you are crackheads, children.
Makes sense.
Crack.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, building up the story. Now we got Charlie the manager.
Charlie the manager.
Yeah. I wonder, are they going to be crackheads still in the next episode?
No, they'll be fine.
They're going to throw out a brief little, oh yeah, I just got back from rehab. It was all good. I'm all clear now.
They don't even need to do that. They just need to mention in this the word rehab. Yeah, we should do rehab. Now okay. They're fine.
All right, interesting. Oh, that was pretty funny.
That was a good episode.
That was some super hot topics there.
That was good.
It was really good. Definitely the best of season two so far, for sure. Yeah, can't wait for more, which will be happening very shortly. All right, patrons, episode 3 is done. 4, we're doing it right now. So we'll see you soon. There's my coffee.
Bye.